Arizona guy did here from Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives on the Food Network. I hope you'll be listening to On the Menu Live with the Madman, Matt Russell.
Welcome to On the Menu Live, the most delicious hour on radio and the hottest in culinary and cocktail talk. And now, broadcasting live from another happy hour on 104.1 KQTH, here's your host, Matt Russell.
Hey there, fellow foodies. Welcome to the most delicious hour on radio. And when it reaches 105, 106 degrees, you're thinking about going to the beach. I'm going to allow you to save your airfare right here, right now, because I want you to join us live. We are talking boat drinks, flip-flops, and lost shakers of salt. We are broadcasting live from Tucson's official shoreline, Finney's Landing, on the northwest corner of Sunrise and Swan. Having a great time. The red carpet, or sorry, I'd say the buoys, have been laid out for you. Come on up here to Finney's Landing, where we're going to be celebrating the coastal cuisine and coastal cocktail conversation. In fact, the On the Menu Live special today is three sashimi-grade ahi tuna tacos with curry slaw, mango habanero relish, smoked sesame seeds. That's how they roll here at Finney's Landing. Anyway, as I get to decide every single week who our celebrity co-host is going to be, who is going to occupy the coveted celebrity co-host seat. These are very serious decisions that I make. And now coming back for his second appearance on the Menu Live, he's a beloved media personality and the host of Tucson Morning News on KQTH. Put your hands together for Mike Rapp, everybody.
Thank you so much for having me. I tell you, it's like getting off a cruise ship and walking into the Keys. You know, and just going into a lovely bar and finding that there's all kinds of good food and beautiful people. And it's a far cry from 108 with smoke on the horizon. I was driving over here on Sunrise, and looking up, there's smoke on the other side of the Reddington Pass, and it's 108. But you get in here, and it's so comfortable and so beautiful, well-appointed, roomy, bright, and it looks like there's a lot of enthusiastic young people here are ready to wait on you.
They are waiting on us, and like you say, you know, great food, really cool people. You say a fun bar. Now, Mike, the bar is literally in the shape of a boat. What else do you expect from Finney's Landing? I mean, check that out.
Nothing more, and it looks like they've got some quality mixology going on over there.
Yes, we've got coastal cocktails being shaken up as we speak. In fact, Mr. Kenny King Kahuna, the general manager and the guy that runs the back of the house here, he's going to be talking about some of the great trending spirits and suds here. If we want to libate like we do on the beach, he's going to tell us exactly how to do that. But let's get caught up with you, and let's begin. Of course, it would be a disservice to our listeners were we not to hoist a beverage to wish you a lovely weekend. I've chosen the Founders All Day IPA, a little lower on the ABV spectrum, around 4.7. Uh-huh. Have several of these, not have to worry about it. What are you hoisting today?
Well, I've been treated with one of Finney's outstanding Bloody Mary cocktails, and it's well adorned with Himeka. There was a shrimp in there that has gone to heaven, and a variety of other citrus infusions and stuff. But I got to tell you, the thing about a Bloody Mary is, you know, you can pile all kinds of stuff on it.
Oh, absolutely.
But unless you have the mix right, like they do here at Finney's, you know, what's the point, really? And I think that the effort that they've made here is really outstanding. And I got to tell you, you know, I always go for the mix first before I start chowing down on the various accoutrements.
Okay, great way to do it.
Yeah.
Well, let's go right in. A salute to you.
Salute.
Happy summer.
Thank you.
Where did this fascination with Bloody Marys come from? Now, on your Facebook page, I'm entertained by seeing, you know, different posts about you're in constant pursuit of the world's most elaborate Bloody Marys. Where did that whole fascination come from?
Well, I have a dear old friend in California. For years and years, he and I have been exchanging Bloody Mary porn. It's essentially exotic visions of Bloody Marys that have been concocted around the country, from Boston all the way to New York and Chicago, out to San Francisco. Of course, they've got some beauties out there, and everybody loves the idea of taking a little vodka and some tomato juice or some from vegetable juice, some type, you know, putting together its fabulous little mixture, that secret combination of items that you put in there that makes it your own. And and so that's what I think the fascination is, you know, I could go into any bar and have them load me up with a martini, you know, and have my potato wine. But it's far more complicated and far more unique, and I think far more creative.
I love it. Now, last time you were on the show, we were talking about how you fuel your mornings. Of course, you're on the air every weekday from 6 to 8 a.m. on 104.1 KQTH. You were talking about Java, talking about great coffee, cauldrons of coffee that you consume on a regular basis. Now, would it be inappropriate for you to perhaps sneak a Bloody Mary in as
can't
you're preparing
it.
For? You can't do it.
A younger man, maybe. But at this point, I'm going to give myself a little bit of a chance and try to be competitive out there. So, no, I'll have to say no, but I do enjoy a great cup of Joe, and I know that you have been involved with everybody around town and pursuing some great great mojo out there in terms of the JoJo. And the folks over at Yellow Brick.
Love them.
What a great product they're putting out. And there's several other around town, too.
Yeah, you know, Presta, you got Exo, you got Yellow Brick, you've got Raging Sage, and a lot of these folks. I'm glad you brought up Yellow Brick because they literally travel the world. They have relationships with these producers, with these farmers, so when they come back and roast, they're really roasting under the principles that they learned when they were actually on the farms. And it was fascinating to me that the flavor and the aroma of coffee actually is unlocked when the roasting begins.
And I love the fair trade aspect of this.
Oh, absolutely.
So many years people that we were taken advantage of in the coffee business. You know, the farmer who did a lot of work, you know, up in the mountains. It's not easy work. And he wasn't getting his due. And now we've circumvented that a little bit, and Big Coffee is taking a look around and saying,
Big Sugar,
they looked around and said, we need to modify our model here a little bit. We're going to get run over. But, yeah, it's fascinating, the whole process. And, you know, sometimes you think about, you know, who thought up eating an artichoke?
You know, the first person that ever looked on that said, you know,
somebody getting a whiff of some fresh coffee saying to themselves, well, there's something in here I'm going for.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So what are you liking on the food and beverage scene here in Tucson? I mean, I know you get to get out from time to time and explore things happening on the culinary side, on the cocktail side of things. Any restaurants you've been frequenting?
Well, I have been, props to Parrish and all the folks over there. They've been really doing a good job, and I think one of the things that's unique about that restaurant, beyond the fabulous food, the great menu and so forth, is the camaraderie they have over there. And, you know, I've watched some of these cooking shows. If you don't have your team together, if they're not on your side, you're not going to have a winning product.
Right.
So they have a great deal going on over there. I was down at Mariko's Chihuahua the other day, down in Hollywood, Barrio Hollywood. They put together some real nice comestibles down there. And where else have I been? I've been around. One of the things I'll tell you that I'm really excited about is all the positive press that the old Pueblo's been getting in the foodie community. You and your colleagues, I mean, they have been gossiping about you.
International news.
Yeah.
I mean, Tucson is a legitimate food town. In fact, our listeners know, the only city in North America to be named a city of gastronomy. I mean, that's Tucson. The Tucson food scene is alive. It is well. It is robust. There's a lot of energy behind it. And we're going to be talking to, again, our friends here at Finney's Landing. Talk about how they imagine the culinary arts as if you were sitting on the dock of the bay. So we're stay tuned for that. I want to thank you, Mike Rapp, for joining us this hour.
Oh, I'm so looking forward to it.
It's going to be a lot of fun. Another celebrity shout-out here. I see just across the bow, two-time Iron Chef of Tucson, Danny Perez is in the house. I mean, they're bringing celebrities now of Shamrock Foods, of course. We're going to be calling out a couple of other celebrities that I see. But we do have to take a quick commercial break
and thank
a couple of sponsors. And when we come back, the moment has arrived. Cade Mislinski, local restaurateur and hero of hospitality, is going to be making a very big announcement. You don't want to miss 1 second. You're listening to On the Menu Live on 104.1 KQTH. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Hey there, fellow foodies. Matt Russell here. And I say that nothing makes a culinary and cocktail experience more legendary than a premium cigar. And Jerry's Cigars has everything for the Tucson cigar enthusiast. With more than 70,000 cigars in stock, Jerry's has a cigar for every taste and size, including rare and hard-to-find cigars, alongside an impressive showcase of lighters and cutters, humidors, and other accessories. Swing by Jerry's for some sticks to go, or fire one up in the climate-controlled comfort of Jerry's Cigar Lounge. Jerry's Cigars, the official tobacconist of On the Menu Live. Come see him today at 4433 North 1st Avenue, just north of Wetmore Road. Or give them a call at 887-7778. That's 887-7778. Rise and shine, fellow foodies. It's time to wake up and start your day the right way. With a craft cocktail, of course. Wait, what? Yes, our friends at the Gourmet Girls Bakery and Bistro in Northwest Tucson are giving all of us a great reason to get out of bed in the morning with their Wake Up Happy Hour, Monday through Thursday from 7 to 10 a.m. Get happy with some small breakfast dishes and cocktails for only $6 each, like their sweet potato fries, topped with an egg and homemade sausage gravy, paired with the girls' award-winning 24-carat margarita. Oh, yeah, that's the one made with the real organic carrot juice. Talk about a hefty helping of happy. Choose from a range of dishes and signature cocktails and have fun making the most out of your morning hours at Gourmet Girls Bakery and Bistro, voted best place to eat gluten-free on North Oracle Road just south of Rudisill.
Hey, all you barbecue pitmasters out there in Arizona. This is Ray Lampe, Dr. Barbecue, and you're listening to On the Menu Live with my pal Matt Russell. It's the most delicious hour on radio.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. It is Matt Russell and Mike Rapp broadcasting live from another great party here at Finney's Landing on the northwest corner of Sunrise and Swan, our favorite shoreline in town. We are sitting on the dock of the bay, Mike Rapp.
Oh, I feel like I'm on deck at the big at the World Series here. I mean, I'm so anticipating what's coming up next. At I'm almost drained my bloody.
Well, I tell you what, few moments in food news have been as big as what, you know, we've been promoting this all week.
Sure.
I mean, I only know a little bit about it. But when Cade Mislinski, local restaurateur, you know, the guy behind some of the great concepts, you know, Saguaro Corners, the Cafe Passé, Bar Passé, you know, you've got, Mother Hubbard's. I mean, these great creative imaginative concepts, Cade Mislinski, and he's going to say it takes a village. I get that, Mike Rapp.
Well, we were talking about team before.
We're talking about team before, but anyway, he has an announcement to make, and we are all a quiver. Here he is, Cade Mislinski. What is going on,
What's
man?
What's going on?
How Jeez, you? Making your way nice up here you. To Finney's Landing. I couldn't imagine a better backdrop to share some news that you've been working
this is,
on.
You know, I was in Oahu last week, so I kind of feel I'm back there.
Right.
Seeing the boards and whatnot. And,
that's why we chose this for your big moment here.
Yeah. Of course, I didn't wear a flip, so. But, yeah, this is thanks for having me, Matt. And you guys, I took Matt through the concept 3-4 weeks ago.
Yeah.
And it was the first time that I told the whole story of how it happened. So basically, Rob Gallo sat down with me. We had lunch years ago, maybe 3.5 years ago. And he talked about what him and his friend wanted to do. And I was like, man, if I'm ever in a place, I would love to do that. And basically, it is a celebration of the spaghetti western.
Wow.
And so,
fun.
Yeah, and it's in a classic location. It's going to serve classic Italian and classic western
That's
food.
That's pretty clever.
Isn't that fun?
That is amazing.
Thanks, man. And so I have Danny Martin, local muralist.
Oh,
that's doing
absolutely.
Doing something basically with Clint over here, and then 20 different characters.
Oh, yeah.
And then with Lee Van Cleef, because they're basically, for me, they're the kings of the genre and what Sergio Leone and Ennio Morricone and all that. So it's a very simple kind of marriage of two of the – we'll do some fusion dishes, but not really. You know, I don't like
that
word.
When you think about it, the Italian food, when folks started coming over here, and, you know, that probably was early part of the 19th century when that kind of thing. So are you dealing with any kinds of recipes that are kind of antique-y?
Yeah, there is. There's a hard-boiled egg ham lasagna. That's with no ricotta.
He's not messing around.
Yeah.
Man.
And then, you know, some steaks that I worked on earlier in my career with the northern white beans and that kind of stuff.
Uh-huh.
But the thing about the spaghetti western is 800 of them were exterior shots were all filmed in Spain. All the interior shots were filmed in the heart of Rome.
Wow.
So I imagine, you know, Clint and Lee getting off the Mr. Eastwood is getting off the set and going to eat Italian food and being inspired by that. And I'm going to find out where Carbucci and Leone's from. But CJ Ham's going to lead the charge.
Oh, right on.
Yeah, he's going to lead the menu with me, and Dave Musso is going to help me with operations. So it does take a village.
A star lineup, though, Kate.
Teamwork, yeah, teamwork to make the dream work. Yeah.
Okay, so you've got the concept, the spaghetti western concept.
Yeah.
It's the brand is so exciting. The story is so exciting. You said classic location, classic menu. First of all, tell everybody where it's going to be.
It's going to be at Drachman and Stone in a classic restaurant that's been it was a German restaurant when I worked there in the 90s.
Mm-hmm.
It was called Little Bohemia.
Oh.
It was from the owner of the Green Frog on 4th.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
That was kind of a fun place. But so there's that, and then you kind of walk in. There was a famous Italian restaurant in Houston called Dominic's where you'd walk in. My car broke down. We walked in. We were just trying to use the phone back when phones were there.
Yeah.
And, you know what I mean? Like, I didn't have a phone. And this amazing Antipasta with these guys, all classic uniforms, kind of like Tatish Grill. And they would take you to the. By the time you get to the table, you had two plates of food, pasta and salad, and drinks on the table and that kind of stuff. So there's a little. There's other steakhouses that do certain things, or Italian restaurants, you know, have that comfort bar, that kind of thing. So I'm going to marriage those together, put it near the kitchen, and then take where I showed you, put the glass in. so people can see their steaks getting cooked.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So we're going to extend the grill a little and then do – I don't know if mesquite's my wood. We're going to start testing. We're about
– Oh, it's my wood.
Well,
you know, I know what you're talking about. There's so many different
ways. I got to blend it.
Yeah, but you can really get some great
flavors. We're talking Osso Buco. We're talking Marsala, picadas, salty and bocas and stuff. Early Gavi menus, funny enough, isn't it?
Right.
He becomes an influence to me. Those kind of things.
So classic location, classic,
classic
cocktails, classic menu. Now, I'm curious, have you thought about a name for this new restaurant of yours?
I have. It's
And what is it called?
It's a classic.
It's classic.
It's classic, yeah. And it was going between, I was looking at ESPN Classic, and it was like amazing game. It was a fight or a game, and I was with my friend DJ, and I just go classic, and he's like, dude, that's it, classic. But really, it was for a different concept. It was going to be an American neighborhood menu and whatnot. So now it's just a neighborhood classic spaghetti Western restaurant.
So
it's
much
like,
fun.
It's like Circle K. You see it everywhere.
It is going to be a blast. So it's on Stone. I love what's happening to that corridor.
It is.
You know, really starting from Grant, working your way south into downtown. I mean, I worked at the Bum Steer.
Oh, cool.
I worked on Stone, 30 years ago when it didn't look like what it did now.
Yeah.
Great location. Yeah. And when are we expecting
corridor,
the doors to swing open?
Middle August.
Okay.
We're going to do a couple events leading up to it, and then you'll be there. And then,
I was thinking, it reminded me of Patsy's in New York, where you go in and you've got that sense of there being a real strong history that you're kind of building into the place before it even opens.
Well, the restaurant has arched windows. It looks like an Italian restaurant.
Uh-huh.
And then my son walks in. He's really into Westerns. He loves Young Guns. That's his movie right now.
And he's how old?
And Young Guns is so influenced by spaghetti Westerns. Almost seven.
He's almost seven.
Yeah,
he loves this.
He's a student of the spaghetti Western. The others in the family, it's kind of boring, the genre. You see a little dot in the back. Takes 7 minutes, and then it's a horse, and you're like, okay, what happened? And then Clint just staring down Lee, for the whole movie.
Fellini was swinging big back then, so everybody wanted to get a chunk of that, at least.
We're doing fresh pastas, big steaks, and then really just taking that Italian perspective of the cowboy of where we live, and I've always enjoyed that, where our bands from Tucson are always much bigger. Whether it's Calexico or Giant Sand or Gabriel,
Sand
those guys.
Owned Europe for so long.
So the news is out.
Al Perry.
The news is out. Cade Mislinski and his team are opening up Classic. It's going to be right down there on Stone, right near Drachman. We do have to take a quick commercial break and thank a couple of sponsors. But, Cade, can you hang out with us for a little bit
more? Yeah, of course.
Okay, we're going to be lifting our glasses in celebration of Coastal Cocktails when we return on this live broadcast from Finney's Landing. Stick around, fellow foodies. We'll be right back.
Hey, it's Matt Russell, and I've always said that food should make you feel good. It should cater to your comfort and anchor the very moments that memories are made of. So why not make some memories tonight at Tucson's Comfort Table, Commoner & Co. The story begins with a bounty from behind the bar, with specialty cocktails, local and regional craft beers, and super fun wines that you may not have seen anywhere else. Then it's the cuisine that takes center stage, with the freshest ingredients from the land and sea that weave their way through a seasonally inspired menu. Feeling comfy yet? Bring it all together with an atmosphere that's built around community, around conviviality, and yes, around comfort. And you've experienced what a memorable meal is all about. Happy Hour is 7 days a week, with dinner served nightly and a neighborhood brunch on Sundays. And the comfort is always complimentary, of course, at Commoner & Co. on the southeast corner of Sunrise and Cole. I'll see you there. Imagine, if you will, the vibrant flavors of Spanish cuisine, the fresh aromatics of the mountains and valleys of Portugal, the warmth of an embrace by the Italian coastline. These images are brought to you by some of the most delicious extra virgin olive oils under the sun. And you can give your palate a passport to the olive capitals of the world by stopping into Alfonso's today. That's Alfonso Gourmet Olive Oil and Balsamics. These ultra-fresh oils range from mild to robust, some with subtle notes of fruit, tomato, and grass, and others with notes of brine, herbs, and spice. And each of them is perfect for cooking, for finishing and drizzling, or simply enjoying neat with fresh baked bread. And then have some fun by sampling their portfolio of fused and infused oils, like one of my favorites, the Wild Mushroom and Sage. Pair your favorite oils with their more than 20 aged balsamic vinegars and let the party commence. Alfonso Gourmet Olive Oil and Balsamics on the southeast corner of River and Campbell and the southeast corner of Oracle and McGee. And don't forget, as Tom and Nancy Alfonso say, taste first and buy when the excitement becomes overwhelming. See what they're pouring today, fellow foodies, at alfonsooliveoil.com.
How's it going, Tucson? Jeff Morrow here from the Sandwich King on the Food Network. Thanks for listening to On the Menu Live with my buddy Matt Russell.
Sunrise, it's fun. Thank you to Sir Chuck for getting us all prepared. Well, we're here with Mike Rapp, celebrity co-host Cade Mislinski is here, who just announced a big news. He's opening a restaurant called Classic on Stone and Drockman in mid-August. Kind of a nod to the old spaghetti western.
Yeah,
I'm so excited about this concept. It is a touch. Everything you touch turns to gold. Nice. This one is going to be absolutely no exception. So much fun.
Thank you.
Boat drinks, dude. I mean, you're in Finney's Landing. You got to hoist a cocktail of something colorful, something vibrant. And here he is, the general manager himself of Finney's Landing. He is the resident late-night lifeguard and beach bum-in-chief, Kenny King Kahuna, is in the house.
Thank you, guys.
What's up, Kenny?
Thank you for having me. Oh,
well, you know what? I mean, we couldn't do the show without you. I mean, literally, we couldn't do it without you. I'd have to sit there and and talk to Caitlin here for the entire hour. Not that it would be a bad thing. I mean, you know, we get along just fine. Eat and drink together. But anyway, where do you even begin talking about the coastal cocktail, this sort of landscape here? I mean, the minute you pull that flip-flop on the front door and you walk in, all your, as Mike Rapp and I were talking about, all your troubles just kind of melt away.
Absolutely.
And you're on the dock of the bay. Where do you go cocktail-wise? Where if I want to be Kenny King for one drink, what does that look like to you?
For me, I stick to the IPAs. I'm a craft beer guy.
Right on. That's where I started, by the way, doing the Founders all day, keeping it moderate and reasonable.
Absolutely have an affinity for Dragoon. Probably my number one beer in town and across the country even.
Iconic IPA right here in town, sure.
We also have Sculpin on tap, and then I've recently fallen in love with the All Day IPA from the Founders Brewing Company out of Grand Rapids. It's a true session IPA, a little lower ABV, and you truly can drink it all day.
I think I'm doing this. This is 4.7. You're talking Dragoon 7.3. There's a great gulf between those.
Absolutely.
Going to work your way up there.
Absolutely.
Hang on to Dragoon for the rest of the night. Can't do any better.
Three Dragoons, and I got to go home.
So a great beer list that actually rotates around. Seasonally, what are the new brewers are kicking out? You know, they come to you as one of the first places because you've got this great craft lineup.
I think we were actually one of the first to carry Dragoon 5 years ago. I think they just had their fifth anniversary, and we had our fifth anniversary
in
February.
Been five
so it's a
years
great
for
partnership
Dragoon?
We've had with
I think
Dragoon.
We're in the same order.
You want to arm wrestle it out right now, guys?
I think the truck went to one of us first. I'm going to find out. No, but we're so proud of Dragoon and what Pueblo Vita and the other ones are doing.
I love
and stuff.
Vita as
I mean,
well. That's a great
we're
call.
On the world scope now with
oh, for
with
sure,
that
yeah,
punk
absolutely.
Rock, and
even like breweries like today, 1912 Brewing Company celebrating their second anniversary.
Right.
Excellent.
Semper Fi to Alan Conger out there. So starting with a beer here at Finney's Landing, working your way down the craft menu.
Yeah, absolutely. We have a lot of other really good stuff. Some of the favorites around are the Spicy Senorita, which we actually have here, not located on the menu, but kind of a staple that Mr. Andrew Carlin had kind of invented for us a few years back.
Right.
Great guy.
Now, does this qualify, does the Spicy Senorita, and I have to give a nod to my beautiful wife, Nancy, who's sitting right behind Cade, this is her favorite cocktail.
Absolutely.
She, and like you said, it's not on the menu, but they know. When Nancy Russell is here,
absolutely.
There had better be a Spicy Senorita shaking within seconds.
Absolutely.
Now, does this qualify as a boat drink? Kenny King Kahuna.
I think if you're at the boat, it definitely has to qualify. So
talk to us about that. How is this cocktail built?
So the base for it is just a very nice tequila. We use a really good tequila here. A lot of times Casamigos will be substituted for that or Patron Silver. We use a Juarez. We also make a simple syrup from prickly pear reduction, and we kind of note that with a little bit of jalapeno and habaneros. Cool. So to give it a little spice,
great balance on that. The spice should kind of hit you at the back.
Got a little cayenne and the salt on the rim there. You're getting a little.
Wasn't lost on me. Absolutely beautiful. Yeah. Boy, George Clooney's laughing all the way to the bank, isn't he, with this Casamigos story?
It's a billion-dollar
liquor there, dude.
Delicious tequila.
Right? But great cocktails are all about great balance, right, Kate? I mean, you do a lot of cocktailing as well. I mean, this is built around kind of fresh, vibrant flavors.
Dude,
fresh
I love
citrus.
The heat on the end, right
isn't
there.
Sweet.
Yeah, it takes a while for that tequila
really
to
good.
Say hi.
Right.
That's dangerous, son. What are you trying to conquer the world here?
That's what Kenny does.
No,
that's part of his job.
Absolutely not. I've been blessed to be surrounded by one of the best teams in Tucson. So I I maybe am the leader or the mentor of the team, but you know they truly are the ants that put it all in motion. So I'm very, very blessed to be in the position I am and have this great group of people underneath me. So.
Absolutely love it. You know, the spicy Senorita, it tells a story, and I love cocktails that tell a story. You know, I love dishes. We're going to be talking about the coastal cuisine here, but
absolutely.
I love how that tells a story. So I imagine myself on the beach. I imagine myself waterfront,
so
truly, celebrating that whole lifestyle.
Truly, that I have really not much to do with that. That was Finney and Scott and Tiki Tim, our first chef.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the conceptualization and the template they've kind of built, you know what I mean? Like, that is truly those guys, you know what I mean? And I've just kind of taken that ball and ran with it. And you know, I like to think that I've enhanced or, you know.
And run you did, Kenny.
Yeah.
And run you did. Let's run to the next cocktail. What did you bring out for us here?
All right, so another couple of our staples on our happy hour menu are the John Daly, which we do which is a deep eddy lemon and some iced tea. We love that drink here, and that gets passed around. We have a lot of golfers that enjoy our bar after their rounds. So
now, what do you call it again?
It's always a big hit. The John Daly.
The John Daly.
Does it come with a pack of Marlboros?
Negative. But maybe a gambling habit.
Yeah.
However, what Matt is tasting right now is another drink. We call that the Surf Cream Soda. So that is Kenny Chesney's rum, the Blue Chair Bay. That's a vanilla rum that he does. So he does like a flavored rum line that they're actually really good. So I like to showcase that because not many people know about it, and it is
as
good as Casamigos. You know what I mean? George Clooney has kind of taken that tequila and ran with it. Kenny Chesney's doing the same thing with rum.
This is like a legitimate cream soda.
So that's got
seriously
a nice Mexican Coke bottle that we use. You know,
I feel like I'm back east at my favorite deli. I want a Reuben, for crying out loud.
you'll have to come back in March.
But anyway, we're going to keep the conversation going right on the other side of this news break, and we got to thank some sponsors and read some headlines to you. But when we come back, we're going to continue the conversation with our man of the hour. He is Kenny King Kahuna, the general manager and resident late night lifeguard here at Finney's Landing on the northwest corner of Sunrise and Swan. Stick around. We'll be right back.
The Tucson Originals Restaurants is a dynamic group of independently owned, fine dining, casual, and neighborhood restaurants. Since 1999, Tucson Originals Restaurants have been working together to preserve and promote the unique culinary spirit of Tucson. This alliance has helped many of Tucson's signature restaurants thrive and become icons in the Tucson dining scene. Tucson Originals provides support to member restaurants to ensure locally owned restaurants continue to offer wonderful and diverse dining experiences right here in Tucson. Tucson Originals connects Tucsonans with the local food community in interesting and interactive ways, including fundraising for local charities and food demonstrations at local events. Check out their website at TucsonOriginals.com for the latest in local dining action and amazing dining deals throughout the year. And follow them on Facebook and Twitter at Tucson Originals. Whether you're a local restaurant owner or just love good food, check out Tucson Originals restaurants and be a part of something delicious.
Hey, it's Matt Russell, and if your family is like mine, you gotta have a salad with your pizza, right? I mean, I think it's just as important as the wings and the beer. And when looking for standout salads to accompany our pizza pies, we look no further than Tino's. Family owned and operated for 32 years, Tino's Pizza just launched a new salad menu that features 8 fresh options, including new chicken Caesar, spinach, and caprese salads. And what fine companions they'll make for one of Tino's signature sandwiches, calzones, or pizzas, like the iconic Big Mo, a 20-inch pizza powerhouse that you have to see to believe. If you're looking for an honest and authentic neighborhood pizza joint, do what I've been doing for decades and ask yourself, isn't it time for Tino's? Tino's Pizza, open daily at 6610 East Tancaverde Road, just across the street from Trail Dust Town.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. It is Matt Russell broadcasting live from the dock of the bay, Finney's Landing on the northwest corner of Sunrise and Swan. And as I scan the landscape of celebrities in the house, I'm looking at three great people up here. We have the founder and pastor emeritus of Catalina Foothills Church. Mark Ressler is in the house,
all right,
as well as Pastor Winston Maddox and Dolores Maddox. She has the voice of angels.
Mm.
We've got some great people here from Catalina Foothills Church. Thank you so much for all the work that you're doing in the world. Anyway, we are back here. Finney's Landing, having a great time. Now, this surfer cream soda, Kenny, that you talked about, you know, one of our returning celebrity co-hosts, John Farlow, who's probably listening facing right now is the big blue chair bay guy, and that was that's the run that Kenny Chesney has put his name on.
Yeah, get John
so
over
John,
here.
Get over here. It's a quick Uber ride here. You know, John's the kind of a guy that needs to have an Uber take him to the party.
Yeah, they know our address very well.
But anyway, we talked about Coastal Cocktails. We talked about how they libate, you know, the landscape of craft and what that looks like in the center of the glass with all these vibrant colors and these wonderful flavors that have been brought in. That whole story, Kenny King Kahuna, really manifests at the center of the plate as well. So when you're thinking about waterfront dining, when you're thinking about that beachfront lifestyle, what does that look, what does that feel like, what does that taste like from a culinary perspective?
Well, you know, for us, it begins and ends with seafood. You know, we aren't a seafood restaurant. However, we are very, very well-versed in seafood. You know, we are the one of the only restaurants in the city and mm-hmm. one of the very first to become part of the Seafood Watch program. You know, sourcing sustainable seafood is truly
very important.
A passion to us. And Scott Mankey, one of our owners, has been really the lead charge on that. And it's rubbing off on me. And, you know, I see the importance of it. I also see, you know, the positive side of how it tastes and how it comes in and everything in between.
And that's not easy to do. I mean, when you're talking about fresh fish, sustainable fisheries,
yeah.
These are your partners.
Absolutely.
And, you know, it's easy to do it the other way, dude, right? I mean, it's easy to just go buy some seafood.
Yeah.
And cheaper, exactly. Yeah. But it's really become part of the culture here that you want to help tell that story through great food.
Absolutely.
It's meaningful to people when they come in and look at a menu and see that you're
working. No, and it's catching on more. You know, I mean,
right.
we still have the people that are going out and looking for, you know, the best bang for their buck. And you're not going to find that within our seafood most of the time.
I didn't think it was unreasonably priced.
However,
however,
it is changing across the country and across the world even. You know what I mean? And
sure.
People are sort seeking us out because of our philosophies and our practices. You know,
well, you know,
I mean?
Back in the day when you come in, you know, going back to your bar just for a second here, back in the old days, people would struggle to find something with a foreign name on tap.
Absolutely.
And now that's shifted over to the craft brews that we have here in the good old U.S. of A. and around the world, for that matter.
And those are kind of taking over.
Yeah, my millennial friends will say, yeah, that's what I value. They'll also come in and say, I like to see some craft beer, something a little different. And I also like to see some creativity on the menu that's responsible.
Right, exactly.
There's a very unique balance to Finney's, and that goes from the guests to the food to the drinks, you know, and we like to have a little bit of everything.
You told me they were dancing in here.
This place was on fire last night.
Yeah. Man.
We have live music Fridays and Saturdays at 8 p.m., 8 to 11 p.m. every single Friday and Saturday, and then we have Mr. Andy Hersey Monday nights at 6 o'clock.
That's right.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Great guy.
And
one of the best guys out there.
We're broadcasting from the stage, actually, right now.
Absolutely.
And I feel sorry for the couple. What's that second booth? What's that table number?
Is
that
number three.
Number three. Okay. I felt a little sorry for the people at table three, because when we started to set up, I think they thought we were the band, and they said, oh, is it going to be very loud? And the server said, no, that's not the band, so it's not going to be loud. And I'm thinking, these people have no idea
what's about to happen. They all had the ahi tuna taco. So I think they're going to be doing okay.
So three sashimi-grade ahi tuna tacos with a curry slaw, mango and habanero relish, and correct me if I'm wrong, a smoked plum
sesame seed.
Uh-huh.
And yeah, a little fresh avocado on there. Yeah, so I've found a couple little sweet sesame seed deals, and they have a plum smoked and a bamboo smoked, and we like to mix those together a little bit.
Bamboo smoked. So, you know, of course, you know, we were talking about Mesquite. You know, Kate, he's on the fence about what wood he wants to showcase there at Classic. So,
decision.
We all know Mesquite. We all know cherry. We all know apple. We all know hickory. We all know, you know, even oak, you know, even peach. What does the bamboo flavor profile look like and smell like?
Well, you know, it does have a very kind of bland scent to it. It doesn't invoke a lot of actual, like, smoky scent as you would get with most of your other woods. However, it does lend a unique flavor.
What's this thing I'm going to eat here?
That's one of our breakfast items. It's one of our most popular breakfast items. That's the huevos chili quias.
Oh, now Matt was talking about what I'd have early in the morning about 4 o'clock. he wanted me to go boozing, but I think this thing looks like it might be something. And you're making breakfast.
Absolutely. Saturdays and Sundays, 8 a.m. to 12. 12 noon, we like to extend breakfast a little bit. So
we start serving
lunch at 11, but we do breakfast for an extra hour. So that's going to have some fried tortilla strips on the bottom that get tossed in a house-made enchilada sauce that we do here. The tortillas from the La Noria, Carniceria La Noria, are some of the best tortillas in the city. if not the world.
Celebrating local. We were talking about that a little bit earlier on in the show. So breakfast at Finney's, so much fun. I've been bringing my family here for a while, enjoying that Dock of the Bay breakfast experience.
Absolutely.
Now, authenticity seems to be this kind of this thread that's weaving its way through the Finney story. So you talked about the sustainable fisheries.
Absolutely.
Now, I heard somewhere that the black beans that you have on the menu are actually, they actually came from the home-cooked notes from a woman who fled Castro regime in Cuba.
That is a true story. That is a true story. Tiki Tim.
I mean, how did you chase her down?
Tiki Tim got a hold of that thing, and I don't think I'm allowed to tell the story.
So, again, that's what we're talking about.
Yeah.
The Key West ceviche actually comes from a Key West traditional recipe.
We definitely only have scallops in there. Key West scallops in there. That is a very, very fun, unique dish to us. And
is that a larger or smaller scallop?
They're bay scallops. Yeah.
So they're a little
traditionally
larger.
Traditionally,
they're smaller.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Now, as you're navigating your way through the menu, you know, we talk, and we're going to be doing a little bit of a tasting here.
Already started.
Well, you know, Mike, he doesn't have the restraint that Cade Maslinski has.
No.
Cade is showing remarkable restraint because he's looking at that elote like
this is one
like
of my favorite
take
foods
that down.
Of any festival. Like, I love
pick it up and eat it. I'm going to take your picture.
It makes me – I just came up – I want to do a street food festival and have that there.
I'll be there.
I want you to, Cade.
But have all the vendors there.
You do the honors.
Yeah, so come on, Cade.
Because Mike Rapp is going to take your picture.
Strap that on. I'm taking video.
Video. So he's lovingly sprinkling a little fresh lime juice over that elote.
So you got a beautiful fresh ear of corn that we're roasting on the grill.
Mm.
You know, we give that a thorough cooking. It's getting a little slather of our Chabasco aioli that we make in-house, and then some queso fresco cheese and a little Chabasco dust.
Okay, who went in for a second bite? Now, you know, I'm counting how many people are on the show and how many bites that are left, Kenny King. what do you think?
I do have
any early returns, Cade Maslinski, on that elote?
It's the cheese and the aioli and the texture, the roast. It's not too much, and it's great.
Thank you.
I have a way to do the corn. I almost went into that where it's just a buzz saw through it. But I know
you need the little corn things on the side.
I'm typewriter.
I'm already
going
to get the ceviche. I'm already getting one of those ordered.
So, you know, great places to start. Your menu is kind of, you know, thoughtfully laid out. You know, get your feet wet, starters, that kind of thing. But, you know, I'm wearing my Finney shirt. And as a matter of fact, this is almost like a five-day-a-week shirt. I might need another
one. I'll give you four more.
But fish tacos, right? I mean, tacos really were they are at the anchor of the Finney's experience. And you have them kind of broken out into themes, categories of the tacos as well. Talk us about that.
Sure. So we our tacos, if you look down our menu, they kind of take you on a little coastal tour of Mexico. And its coastal cities. One of the most popular, probably the single most popular taco is the La Paz taco, which is a fried cod. Maybe not the truest form of fish that you would find in Mexico, but we find no replacement for it here.
Exactly.
So
you do a lot with it.
Great batter on there, light batter. You got some fresh pico de gallo that we make every single morning, and then you have our cilantro lime aioli. That is truly the number one taco here.
Do the tacos come? You know, how many do an order? Can you buy
everything,
them a la carte?
Mostly everything on our menu will be a la carte.
Kind of mix and match, kind of a thing.
Exactly.
Is there a finger food characteristic to beach food?
I believe absolutely because of the setting.
You know, it's a little picnic-y kind of thing.
I don't bring utensils to the beach.
Good.
Just an appetite and beer.
As a matter of fact, I had to look around for flatware when I sat down here.
We roll them in the napkins over there.
I was telling Mike when I was on his show on Friday talking about our remote today, I say, you know, Finney's Landing is almost like the modern day version of Pinnacle Peak. So the old days, you go to Pinnacle Peak and you're wearing a tie, they would cut it off.
Absolutely.
And hang it up. Come in here with shoes on, or if you have shoes that have laces on them, forget about it. Put on your flip flops and enjoy. You talked about Chubasco, the Chubasco aioli. This whole kind of story is fascinating because you actually went into the hot sauce laboratory back in Tiki Tim's days and created this great story of what spice could be like in a bottle. This Chubasco brand from I'm a marketing guy, so the brand component of the Chubasco story has gone through the roof in this town.
They have a great gimmick, the logo, everything, you know, and the sauce speaks for itself. You know what I mean? It's a very organic, authentic made sauce.
It's
almost zero calories in it. If you look at the label, there's not much to tell. There's a bunch of zeros and percent signs on there, and it is truly flavorful. So we have three versions. We have the original Chabasco, we have the Poblano Chabasco, and then we have the Habanero Chabasco now. And then we make a Chabasco barbecue sauce. We've been lucky enough to popularize that That's enough awesome. To be able to push it off to our friends at the Coyote Kitchen in Phoenix. And
oh, right on.
They're now producing and bottling that for us. So we've got that out at a couple different places, like Dickman's Meats and Johnny Gibson's
there.
Downtown.
Right there at the cash register.
Right, yeah, we like, they were very nice to us, and they put us right up front.
Well, I've been enjoying the calamari here.
Yeah, that's our Caribe calamari.
All right, so I'm going in.
Some very, very fresh.
Matt, you'll notice you get a little of that fresh note on it. Yeah, do a little lime on there. But when you hit that, it's kind of like what he's doing with some of these cocktails here. You get a little sweet, friendly kind of thing.
Yeah.
And then you get that
balance.
Real good Morisco flavor, flavors of the sea. And then it's a little punch in the eye, but you're all right. You know, you're going to get back up and get some more.
Right.
It's very good.
Some fried jalapenos and some pepperoncinis kind of lend a little heat.
You can taste that habanero come in. Don't let me eat all yours, Gabe.
Yeah, so,
this is the wing sauce, the Chabasco wing around the rim.
Oh, I knew there was
that. That is the base for our hot sauce.
It tasted familiar. Mm-hmm. Great idea. I love the way you just broke down the flavors of this dish, Mike. Grab
that was spot on.
Seriously.
Well, you know, it's the.
What are you doing next Saturday?
He's done this before.
No, I got to tell you, one of the things that I think that
the sound guy.
Makes the foodie thing so attractive these days is that everybody's got a sense of, if you're blessed, you got at least a sense of taste. And if you have any adventurism, you can go out and just discover all kinds of things you never even knew were possible.
Yes, exactly.
You know, I'm not the kind of guy who's going to sit down and say, I'm going to put this together and that together and that kind of thing. But once you get it, it's kind of like being able to understand a foreign language but not speak it. Yeah, it's one of those.
I want him to come by every weekend and articulate my special to the servers.
I know.
Amazing. Wizard.
So the calamari, just beautiful. You know, Caitlin, our engineer and producer here, testified before the show started the calamari. You had three or four of her, orders of calamari this week? She said three. Call it four now, Caitlin.
Wow.
Seriously, you better prepare yourself for what's about to happen to you with this calamari.
You're going to grow fins.
Like it so much, I'm going in again. I'm going to try that elote. Hang on.
Yeah. Isn't that amazing? I mean, just really kind of friendly and sweet in the beginning, and then you get that rich...
hand me that spicy scenery, if you would, there, Caitlin.
Yeah.
Because I'm feeling a pairing coming on, Kenny King.
No, that's really good stuff. That is excellent.
Beautiful, beautiful.
Flavors,
okay.
Your flavors are spot on, man.
Thank you, brother.
Really good.
All right. High compliment.
Yeah, I'm going to go back to this breakfast dish here. Again, what are your hours of operation for the breakfast menu?
Breakfast will be served 8 a.m. to noon, Saturdays and Sundays.
Saturdays and Sundays from 8 to noon. And what about hours for the rest of the week? I mean, you start getting things started about lunchtime?
Yeah, 11 o'clock. We open Monday through Friday at 11. We close pretty much the kitchen will close at 10 p.m. and the bar will close at midnight. Except for Friday and Saturday, we extend those hours a little bit.
That's
we do a reverse
pico on there.
You know, yeah. Thank you.
That's something that also is you can put your signature on. You know, we were talking earlier about how you can manipulate a Bloody Mary into something of your very own.
Right.
Sure. The same thing with the pico, man. You get that just the way you like it, and share it with something that you want to get anywhere else.
One of my favorite things about food. I mean, the options are endless. You know, you can reform any dish, and I truly my favorite thing about cooking, and when I was a chef here, I just love to reinvent, you know, comfort foods and just some of my favorite foods. You know, I like to deconstruct and reconstruct and, compartmentalize things.
Where did your love of food start? I mean, if you think back to the, you know, to the early days, where did that...
Big guys in my family. my grandparents, my grandmothers, both on both sides, you know, very, very avid cooks, cooking for the whole family a lot, you know. I just loved being in the kitchen with my grandmothers, you know, and that truly is where my love for cooking comes from. And
a nod to grandma right here on the menu live.
Great way to stay out of jail, you know.
Well, we've heard his story.
Right. All my food stories are from my grandma.
Cleveland.
Pepperidge Farms,
you know,
we worked for.
Cade learned how
Blender's
to.
Bagels.
Small company.
Over at Batch Cafe and Bar downtown, you know, he's got these
delicious
boozy cereals. He's putting scotch in his cereals downtown at Batch.
Yeah.
That was from Grandpa.
Puffs.
Right, or great-grandpa,
we entertained,
who used to put Jameson in his milk.
Kevin Smith came in on Monday, popped his
saw
head
that
in the door. And I go, Kevin, come on in. He's like, where's the donuts? He looks over to the case, and he's like, whiskey and donuts. What genius thought of this? And I was like, Ronnie and I happened to be there tasting with Action Wines, and he spent 20 minutes talking about us.
That's
and
so cool.
Blowing us up and all this. He's like, we got to take a picture. I gotta blow you guys up. And then...
But
for 4 days, he didn't do anything, and then boom. And then he has like 10 million followers.
Yeah, it's huge.
That's a blessing.
Last time I was down there was during happy hour. You got a great happy hour thing down there at Batch. Jessica, let's give a nod to her. I love her. We had a little nice rye flight, premium flight of rye.
Oh, cool, yeah.
Whiskeys. Just worked our way through the portfolio, through your entire portfolio.
Right,
it was absolutely beautiful. But the time has come, Kenny King, to see if one of our listeners wants to get a chance at getting a Finney's Landing gift card. We do a trivia question each and every week, and whoever sends me a note with the right answer, the first one in, is going to get a Finney's Landing gift card. Now, have you thought about something fun to ask our listeners today?
I truly tried to theme the question after the restaurant and what we do here. So without further ado.
Please.
All right.
The question, trivia this week, will be, what 1966 surf movie had the tagline, "The search for the perfect wave"?
Okay, that's a great question.
I know.
What night? You're not eligible, Mike Rapp. Put your phone down.
I know.
What 1966 movie had the tagline?
The search for the perfect wave.
The search for the perfect wave. If you think you know the answer, send me a note right now. We're going to bound and gag Mike Rapp for the rest of the hour.
Cage got me pretty good here.
onthemenulive@gmail.com. Again, onthemenulive@gmail.com. First person in with the right answer is going to get a Finney's Landing gift card. We're going to take a quick commercial break and thank a couple of sponsors. We're going to round out our show with some fun plans for July 4th, a big day for me because I turn a different age. 29.
Yankee Doodle Dandy.
Again, in this live broadcast from Finney's Landing. Stick around, fellow foodies. We'll be right back.
All right.
Saguaro Corners Restaurant and Bar has been serving Tucson's East Side and Saguaro National Park since 1956. But this is not your grandfather's Saguaro Corners. They have 22 craft beers on tap, handcrafted cocktails, and some of the best margaritas you will find in Tucson. Their menu has something for everyone with more than 60 different choices, from great barbecue to creative burgers and sandwiches to a mouth-watering selection of Arizona comfort food. They feature live music four nights a week on their cool patio with misters and incredible Rincon Mountain views. Open 7 days a week for lunch and dinner and brunch on Saturday and Sunday. Come on down and give Saguaro Corners a try on the corner of South Old Spanish Trail and Escalante. It's worth the trip.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. It is Matt Russell broadcasting live, saying hi to Dolores Maddox. Wherever she goes, she makes friends everywhere. Wait until you hear her sing "Oh Holy Night." It is a life-changing experience every Christmas Eve at Catalina Foothills Church. Love you, Maddoxes and wrestlers. Thank you so much.
I wish it was Christmas Eve.
I'm telling you, maybe we can get her up on stage to do a quick version of "Oh Holy Night." Anyway, again, the trivia question of the day is, what 1966 classic movie had the tagline, "The search
for the perfect wave.
Endless summer."
On the menu live at gmail.com.
Great movie, but
I thought you got a winner already.
No,
we don't have checked that yet, but it's okay.
Run to the phones,
we probably have a winner.
The correct answer is Johnny Depp.
Anyway, I'm going to sink my teeth into this elote. But you know, July 4th is right around the corner. You know, we always love Cinco de Mayo here.
Absolutely.
We always love July 4th here. You know, these great, thematic parties and extravaganzas. Have you guys thought about what you might want to do for July 4th this year?
Well, you know, July 4th for us is always a quandary. We want to throw it out and blow it out, but we're kind of locked in our location, and you know, most of the fun's happening in town and around A Mountain and things like that. But we are going to be doing some fun drink specials and food specials. So we're going to, you know, try to liven it up. It's Taco Tuesday this year, so that's always a great day in here. We do some great taco and beer specials on Tuesdays, so those will be flying around. We're going to do a red, white, and blueberry sangria, so we'll be kicking that out for $5 that day as well. And the patio, when the sun goes down, is a really, really awesome spot. I mean, you have the one of the best views in the city.
Agreed.
And you can see the Skyline fireworks show from there. You know,
it's
super close, right?
Yeah, and that's where I spend my 4th of July with my 7-year-old daughter, Isabel.
And speaking of Kenny Chesney, as Kenny Chesney says, everything gets hotter when the sun goes down.
Absolutely.
The patio is a great atmosphere for great conviviality and cuisine and cocktails. July 4th, always so much fun. That elote, the creaminess.
Yeah.
So I had a little bite during the commercial break. The creaminess of that aioli, the corn itself, the cob is grilled out perfectly, so you still have a little bit of the snap on those kernels.
Yeah.
So the textural differences in this,
yeah,
the snappy, the sweetness of the kernel, the creaminess of that corn, the vibrancy, the fresh, the acid from the lime. I mean, there's a little dance happening in my mouth right now.
Do you brine this at all?
Absolutely not.
I've seen people brine it before, and the kernels kind of collapse.
Yeah.
You know, and
exactly.
In this instance,
you'll hear this pop in when it's on the grill, sitting on the grill.
It's really
this is a this is a kind of a seasonal item. We'll have it pretty much 9 months out of the year.
Yeah.
Those 3 months where the corn goes out of season, man, people are fighting me in here. You know what
Where's
I mean?
The corn? Yeah. Yeah. Give me the corn. Well, you know, one of your options, I think, for the 4th of July is just put up that Macy's fireworks display there on the river. And
absolutely.
I don't know. You know, God bless the city of Tucson and their efforts, but you know.
Yeah.
you can see them all.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you know, now on my dad's side, my generations of Russells from Buffalo, New York. You know, my whole family raised
my mother's
in,
side
in Western,
West Valley.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay,
West Valley.
So my dad's a Canisius guy.
Wow.
And
my mom went to Canisius. I swear
to
God. You've
got to be kidding me.
I promise. Yeah.
Okay. So
are we getting wings here, Kane? What's going to happen?
What's
you know,
what
a good radio, yeah. A good radio guy always spots the segue.
Yeah. I think I'm sensing wings.
He knows what's coming down. So I was you know, wings are part of my DNA.
Absolutely.
You know, I mean, wings. I grew up on wings before people, you know, west of, you know, Erie County knew what a wing was, what a buffalo wing was.
Yeah.
Now, of course, you know, you can't see a menu without them. But wings have always been kind of a foundational part of the Finney's story because,
sure.
You know, back in my day, it was hot, and, you know, medium and mild. But you've got this beautiful canvas of wings that you put together representing a whole range of flavors.
Yeah, sure. We again, you know, a lot of our sauces and aiolis and things like that are made from scratch, so we carry that through our wings as well. And we do a Trabasco wing, which is god awfully hot.
Hashtag god awfully hot.
Yeah.
Okay. You've been warned by Kenny King Kahuna.
We also have an awesome teriyaki rum glazed wing that we call Coco Nido, and that is a phenomenal little coconut flake sprinkle on there, and those are really good. Mm. And then one of the more popular ones are the Parmesan garlic.
Yeah, that's my wife.
Just
likes.
Really
yeah,
nice.
She loves that wing.
Yeah.
Now, do you often think about, you know, I did a quick moment of spontaneous pairing where I had that gorgeous calamari with that spicy senorita. Are you here to kind of offer guests some ideas for, you know, even you think about the different and distinct flavor profiles that are working their way through the menu. Some of those are more, you know, aligned with different flavors coming out of cocktails,
sure,
as well.
Sure.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And, you know, I'm always here most nights to guide anybody through the menu and point them in the right direction.
You're
you know?
A trusted guide.
Yeah.
For any pairing questions.
It makes my job a lot easier having spent as much time as I did in this kitchen, knowing, you know, the ingredients of each item top to bottom. You know, I've kind of been.
I'm always amazed when you're talking about ingredients, Kate and Brother Kahuna here.
Well said.
What about, you know, people bringing food into town now? I mean, you know, this is, you guys, I know you have great relationships with food distributors and providers.
Danny and Jamie Rice.
There's a good Jamie one right Rice there.
How big an impact does that have on our
520 Eats?
Our gastronomy, what do you call it, gastronomique? What the hell?
The city of gastronomy.
Gastronomy.
Yes.
Yeah. How much does that have to do with what you guys are doing?
You know, I'm really... Are you saying gastronomy and what I'm doing in
no,
there?
No, I'm talking about...
You mean gastrophysics? Or?
Where we are with the food that's coming into town
right
now that you have to select from your palate.
Right.
You know, how's that looking these days?
It's getting as much as I can, as close as I can, and then
it's hard
working out
right
agreements. I'm working on an Arizona Prime with Jamie for Classic, you know, because I want big, thick steaks and
yes
that kind of stuff.
With
and
the
then
Iowa
vegetables. You know, I'm using so many different local... bakeries and that kind of stuff. That's
absolutely
the biggest thing.
Absolutely.
I have a donut partner
so
that I work with.
So you're not dependent a whole lot on, you know, there's some things you have to have come from out of
my
town.
Tomatoes are,
there's so many things, like, coming in each day and stuff. It's truly hard to wrap your head around all that and find a constructive way to put it all to use. But, you know, I feel very one of, like, the luckier guys in town because I have a two-time Iron Chef champion, you know, who's my Shamrock distributor.
Oh. And amazing is he
guy
the man behind what just happened?
Just
there's been a moment of spirituous spontaneity that happened. Danny Perez, what is this all about, sir? What,
gotta be Del Bach local.
Del Bach.
Yeah, my man.
Del Bach, talking about the fragrance of the Sonoran
we
desert.
Love the Del Bach here, as well as the Three Wells vodka and the Independent Gin. Those are our
three
showcase.
Wells, I'm glad you brought up the very first locally distilled vodka.
Amazing.
Coming out of those guys out of Three
amazing
Wells.
Amazing.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we do some other fun stuff.
At the big food festival, we had not long ago over at the
West Loma,
and
right?
They had a really great display over there. What they're doing, it was a science class.
You know, they make a prickly pear. They make a prickly pear spirit.
Yeah.
Yes.
And
distilled from the fruit.
Yeah. Danny brought me some of that, and we mixed up a spicy senorita and replaced the tequila with the prickly pear.
Oh, they're gonna love
it. It was phenomenal.
That.
It was amazing.
That's great. I gotta ask you this, Kenny King Kahuna. Now you know you love food. You love food at home. You love food here. If you had to go back to the King family refrigerator and take everything out save one item, you have to get rid of everything, but you only have room for one thing in the King family fridge. What is that?
Beer.
Man no, can live on beer alone, right?
It would be
a whole pig count.
Right.
Whole pig, and a keg.
My favorite meal is to this day when my grandmother makes pork chops.
Yeah, pork chops is big. Yeah.
Keep the story of grandma alive. Anyway, Kenny King Kahuna, Cade Mislinski, Mike Rapp, thanks so much for helping
us
party here. I want to make sure that all of our listeners know that this time next week, next Saturday, we're going to be taking the show on the road. We're going to be broadcasting live from the Mother Road Brewing Company in Flagstaff, an entire hour dedicated to the great food and beverage landscape in the city of the Pines. Kenny, you love Mother Road beer.
Love.
So make sure you tune in next Saturday at 5 o'clock, or just join us. Hit the road. It's a four-hour drive to Flagstaff, Arizona. Anyway, if you missed any part of this show whatsoever, the entire show is going to be up on our website, onthemenulive.com, early next week. In the meantime, it's Matt Russell and Mike Rapp and Cade Mislinski and Kenny King Kahuna reminding you, if it's Saturday at 5, it is on the menu live. Cheers, fellow foodies. We'll see you at Kenny's
Landing. Happy 4th, everybody.
Peace to yourself.